Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana. She should have Rafu Shleima B'Sach Shar Chole Yisrael from Mordechai Ben Nechagitl, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther and Avram Yitzchok Ben Esther. They should all have Bracha B'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Yidehem and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yamin Matishna Rachaleya Bracha B'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Yadav. We are in the middle of our series of Shiurim on the Sheif Shmaitza. How exciting is this? We're in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Beis. In the previous Perek, the Shmaitza brought to Tosfos and Ksuvis with respect to the Machlokas of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua about a woman who's found to be a Balas Mum after the Erusin, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, we follow her Cheskas Haguf, that she was Shlema, and we assume that the Mum came after the Erusin, and if the husband desires to divorce this woman, he must pay her Ksuva. According to Rabbi Yoshua, we follow the Cheskas Mamon. The Mamon is in Rishus Habal. We keep the money in his Rishus. And we say that the Mum was before the Erusin, and the Mekach was a Mekach Tos, and he does not have to pay the Ksuba. We say this because the husband has a Cheskas Mamon. Rava says, don't think that Rabbi Yoshua doesn't ever follow a Cheskas Haguf. Dafka here, he doesn't follow the Cheskas Haguf, because against it there's a Cheskas Mamon, and Rabbi Yoshua is of the opinion that Cheskas Mamon is stronger than a Cheskas Haguf. However, when there's no Cheskas Mamon against it, Rabbi Yoshua is mode that we follow the Cheskas Haguf. Frekt Tosfos, what is Rabbi teaching us? It's Pashit that we follow the Cheskas Haguf where there's no Chazaka against it. B'chol HaTorah Kula we paskin, Zil Basar Chazaka, that we follow Chazaka, so of course. Answers Tosfos that the Iker Kavan of Rava is a case where there is another Chazak against the Cheskas Haguf. For example, in the Machlokes, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua, there is another Chazak in favor of the husband, and that is, assume that she's a Pnuya, keeper of a Cheskas Pnuya that she had originally, and therefore say the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. So we have two contradictory Chazakas. We have her Cheskas Haguf, that she is a Bisula, and therefore we keep her, or she's not a Balas Mum, depending on which machlokas. The other machlokas in the first parak is when she became a psula. The Rabbi Yeshua says we assume she came psula before the marriage, and Rabbi Gamliel says we assume she came psula after, because Rabbi Yeshua holds with the Cheskas HaMamon, and therefore we keep the money in the husband's rishus. Al Gopanim, either way you look at it, in either machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua is following the Cheskas HaMamon, Rabbi Gamliel is following the Cheskas HaGuf. Now, in our case, where let's say you have the Mum, and the Mum, where Mesupik, if it came before the marriage, before the Erusin, or after the Erusin. So, on one hand, we have a Cheskas Haguf saying that it came after the Erusin, and they're happily married, or unhappily married, but they're married. On the other hand, against that, we have a Cheskas Pnuya, that we want to assume that she's single, that's what she was before. Therefore, keep her single, and assume that the Mum came before the marriage, and the Kedushin was not a Kedushin. So here you have two contradictory Chazakas. You have a Cheskas Haguf, saying that the Mum came after the Kedushin, after the Erusin, and therefore she's married. And then you have a Cheskas Pnuya, which would tell us, which would indicate that she is not married, she can remain not married, and therefore we assume the Mum came before the Kedushin. So which one do you go with? The answer is, we go with the Cheskas Haguf. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that the Mum came after the Erusin, because she has a Cheskas Haguf against her Cheskas Pnuya. So that's what Rava comes to teach us, that Rabbi Yoshua does follow Cheskas Haguf. The only reason in this instance of the Mumin we say that the Mumin came before the marriage is because of the Cheskas Mamon. So the Cheskas Mamon says to keep the money in the husband's Rishos and assume that the Mumin came before the Erusin. But normally Rabbi Yoshua would say that we follow the Cheskas Haguf, except if there's a Cheskas Mamon. If there's a Cheskas Mamon, then Rabbi Yeshua says, stick with the Cheskas Mamon, and don't follow Cheskas Haguf. But if there's just a Cheskas Haguf against another type of Chazaka, a Cheskas Hadin, a Cheskas Pnuya, so in such an instance, we're going to follow the Cheskas Haguf. That was last shir. Tosfos now continues, this is Ksubas Daf Ayin Ha'am Beis, Dibur Maskel Avol, and he asks Akasha, on this teretz, that the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua is that he follows the Cheskas Haguf against all their chazakas except for a Cheskas Mamon, and that's what Rabbi is telling us, Rabbi Yeshua follows Cheskas Haguf, and that means even whether other chazakas against it, unless it's a Cheskas Mamon. Frek Tosfos, how is it possible to say that without the Cheskas Mamon, Rabbi Yoshua would agree that we follow the cheskes aguf of the woman, that she was shleima. Really, there are two chazakas in favor of the Baal. How can you say that if not for the cheskes mamon here, Rabbi Yeshua would follow the cheskes aguf? There's only one chazak against two. What's the one against two? First of all, hamidena b'cheskes pnuya. That's number one. Assume she's a pnuya, and the woman came before the erusin. And if you're going to say no, assume she's shleima, and the mum came afterwards. Yeah, but mum lefanecha. In other words, we have a chazaka to hashdu. We have a chazaka now that she has a mum, and therefore assume she had a mum all along. So really, here we have two chazakas against one. Tosis wanted to say that Rav is teaching us that Rabbi Yoshua would follow the cheskes aguf and say that the mum came before erusin, if not for the cheskes mamon. But Tosis is asking on that. That's not true. Even if there wasn't a cheskes mamon, we still wouldn't follow the cheskes aguf, because against the cheskes aguf you have two chazakas. You have a cheskes pnuya, and therefore assume that she's going to remain a pnuya, a single girl. And then we have a chazaka dahashta. Now you have a mum. Assume there was a mum also before. Bizmana Erisin. And therefore the whole thing is off. It's a mekach tos, and there's no ksuba. So since we have two chazakas against one, avade, two chazakas are stronger than a cheskes aguf. In other words, you could be doche and say that here you have a chazaka dahashta, that's the second chazaka. And that's going to go against her chazaka de meikara, that she was shleima. And a chazaka de hashta against a chazaka de meikara is nullified completely, and it's garnished, mid-garnished, mid-garnished, mid-garnished. And therefore, there's really only one chazaka. There's only the cheskes pnuya against the cheskes shleima. So how do you know that a chazaka de hashta plays a role, is in effect, even when you have a chazaka de meikara? Says Tosfos, because look at mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. So all Shmaitzer fans are very familiar with this mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. That you measure a mikvah, you find that it doesn't have the requisite 40 se'ah, and we don't know when it lost its amount. So all tyrus that were made on this l'mafrei are tamei, because we say hamei d'tamei al cheskaso. Ve'emer lo tovel. Let's keep the tamei in his cheskes tuma and say he wasn't tovel. So you see, because there's a chazaka now that it's chaser. Now it's chaser. So you say it was also chaser before, and keep this person with cheskes tuma so and say he wasn't tovel. Ah, what about the chazaka de meikara that the mikvah was becheskes malei? We don't follow that chazaka de meikara because we have a chazaka de hashda rechaser lefanecha. So the chazaka de hashda v'rechasel ofanecha that it's lacking, the mikvah is lacking now, is mitstaref with the cheskes tamei of the person to make tarati l'reisa, to make two strikes against you, and that's machriya, the cheskes kashus of the mikvah, to make it puzzle. That's what it says in the sugi over there. So here also, with respect to mumin, we're going to say the same thing, that the chazaka de meikara and the chazaka de hashda are going to be machriya the chazaka de meikara, the chazaka de meikara of she's a pnuya, and the chazaka de hashda of there are mums, are going to be machriya the cheskas haguf, that we know that beforehand she was shleima. We assume that beforehand she was shleima and she continued being shleima. Maybe a chazaka de hashta doesn't work when there's a chazaka de meikara present. We see it's not true by mikvah shenim dat v'netzach chaser. We see that the mikvah was measured and it was found to be lacking, and we say that because now it's lacking, now it's lacking, we assume it's lacking all along, and that's mitzdarif with the cheskes tum of the person who went into the mikveh tamei, and makes us assume that the person, everything he touched from the time he was tovel is tamei. And it doesn't help us that now we have a chazaka de meikara that the mikveh was originally malei, and that's going to erase the chazaka de hashta of erechasel ofanecha. We see that's not true. We see we'd still go two against one. The chazaka de meikara combines with the chazaka de hashta. Here also, with respect to mumin, the chazaka de meikara is going to combine with the chazaka de hashta. So that's Tosfos kasha. So how can you say that Rabbi Yehoshua would normally follow the cheskes haguf except here the only reason in the case of Mumin, that he follows the Cheskas, that he believes the husband, is because it's a Cheskas Mamon, and the only reason he doesn't follow the Cheskas Guf, because it's a Cheskas Mamon, but if not the Cheskas Mamon, he would follow the Cheskas Guf. How can you say that? We have Tarati L'Reisa. What's the Tarati L'Reisa? The Tarati L'Reisa is that we have one Chazaka that tells us that Harei Mum Lefanecha. You see the Mum is here now, so Sum was here all along. And then we have a second Chazaka to tell you that originally this woman was a Pnuya and she should remain a Pnuya. So you see, we say Tarati L'Reisa, even though one of them is a Chazaka de Hashta, against a Chazaka de Meikara on the other side. So even if there wasn't a Cheskas Mamon in our case of Mumin, we would still not follow the Cheskas Aguf because of Tarati L'Reisa. That's Tosis Kasha. So how can we say that if not for the Cheskas Mamon, we would follow her Cheskas Aguf that she was Shlema? It's not true. Even without the Cheskas Mamon, we wouldn't follow her Cheskas Aguf that she Shlema. Answers Tosis, V'nira L'Rashba, the Cheskas Penuya lo Chashiva Klal Chazak L'Rabbi Cheskas Aguf. That here it's different. That since the Cheskas Shleim as a Cheskas Haguf, that's stronger than all their Chazakas, it's completely Mevata, the Cheskas Pnuya, that's against it, and it's like it doesn't exist. And Memela, there's no more Tarti, Le Reisa. Memela, there is no more Tarti, Le Reisa. Because the Cheskas Haguf of the person that she's Shlema is so strong, it completely erases the Cheskas Pnuya, and Memela, we don't have Tarati L'Reis anymore. If not for the Cheskas Mamon of the Baal, we would follow a Cheskas Haguf. So again, the theme is, Marav Rabosai, the strength of the Cheskas Haguf. Mashen Ken, as the Shmaitz is going to say later, with respect to a mikvah shenimda v'nimsa chaser, so don't say there that, there was originally a Cheskas Shlema, which is a Cheskas Haguf. The Guf HaMikvah was kosher, and therefore don't let the person's Cheskas Tara Bimachriya, together with the Chazaka Dahashta, say that just like the Cheskas Pnuya is nothing, why don't we say the same thing in the Mikvah? Say the Mikvah is a Cheskas Aguf that was Kasher, so who cares that the person has a Cheskas Tum? A Cheskas Aguf is the strongest. So in the end of the Shtickle, the Shmaitza says that a Mikvah is not considered the Cheskas Tum, a Cheskas Aguf. That's their teretz, which is strongly debated in the Achronim. Al kol panim, let us continue. Umashma midivreim, so it's mashma from Tosfos, that we follow a Cheskas Haguf even if there's Tarati L'Reisa. The cave in the Cheskas Aguf Adiv Mikol HaChazakas Mishom Avi Afilu Chasal Lefanecha Lo Chashiva Cheskas Pnuy Legabah the Mishvei Ayod Tarati L'Reisa. Since Cheskas Aguf is so strong, we don't say that Chasal Lefanecha combines with the Cheskas Pnuya to say that there's Tarati L'Reisa. The Kashed Hashem B'Peresh Nideg Abay Chavis V'Nim Tzachoy Me'etzvam Rusham Kol Shloshi Yomim Arishonim Vade Mikan Be'elach Safek. So in the sugya of the beginning of Nida, it's not mashma like this. This yisod in Cheskas Haguf, because the Gemara there brings a brisa about a barrel of wine that they would be mafresh truma on barrels of wine elsewhere, and after some time, they found that the wine in this barrel was vinegar; it spoiled, and it's not roi to be truma on wine anymore. And the brisa says that all 3 days from the day he tasted the last time and found that it was wine, we assume that it was still wine from the last time he tasted. It was still wine. We say 3 days. We assume it remained wine. And all the trumas are fine. But the truma that he was mafresh after 3 days is besafek, and he has to be toreim another time from a different place. The Yom Rishon, Kol Shloshi Yom Rishon, and Vaday. All 3 days it's Vade wine, and Mikan Veilach Savek, and from here on in, it's Safek wine. Frekt the Gemara. Maishna Gabe Mikvah Dehavale Vadai. But wait a second, in the Mikvah case, we say that all of the Tyrus, Shanasu Agab, of anything we said was tar, because we assumed that the Mikvah was tar. Therefore, all the kelim we were tovel in the mikvah, etc., we assume they were all tor. If we find that the mikvah is chaser, the mafrei, everything is tame, and it's mashma b'tum of adois. So shaila is, how is that different from a chavis of truma after 3 days that we don't machzikit tevel vaday, just tevel suffik? For the first 3 days it's Yayin Vadai. We assume it remain wine. But after that we say that it's a Suffolk. And you have to be Mafresh again. Why do we say that it's a Suffolk? Why don't we say that it's Vadai no good? Just like by the Mikvah we say everything is Vadai no good. That you were Tovel in this Mikvah because you assumed that it was a kosher Mikvah. And it really wasn't. Everything is Vadai no good. So why don't we say the same thing by the Chavis Shel Yayin V'Nimtza Chometz, that after 3 days everything should be Vadai Tevel? Answers the Gemara that this case of Chavis is only according to Reb Shimon, but there's a Machloikis Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. Rabbanon are Metamei L'Mafreya all the Tumas Shenasu Agabav, both Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, because there's a Tarati L'Reisa. Like we said, that it's chaser lefanecha, and they all have a cheskas tumah. So we're metame everything bevadei. Reb Shimon argues, and he says that we're told that misafik, we don't eat it, but if it's truma, we don't burn it, because maybe it really isn't tame. So according to Reb Shimon, in the mikveh case, we say lemafrei, everything's a safik. And according to the Rabbanim, we say everything's a Vadai. The Brice of Chavis, where we put the fruits that were separated, predicated on the presumption that it was wine in that barrel and not vinegar, is a Suffolk according to Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. And according to him, it's Suffolk Tevel. But according to the Rabbanon, it's really Tevel Vadai like Mikvah, because there's Tarti L'Reisa. Ha me Tevel al Cheskaso. And a chazaka tahashta, that now it's chometz lefanecha. It's very beautiful. The Gemara's teretz is that this whole case of mikan veilach safek, that after 3 days it's a safek truma, safek not, that's only according to Reb Shimon, who holds in the mikveh case what was nitbal in that mikveh, what was immersed in that mikveh, is safek tamei, safek tar. But according to the rabbis, what was immersed in the mikveh is vadai. And therefore, in the Chavis case, it's going to be Vadai Tevel, because you have a Tarti L'Reisa. You have one through Chazaka. Now it's Chazaka Dehasha, it's Chomis Lefanecha. And also the Tevel that you're trying to be Mafrish, your mom and dad al Chazkasa. So what's the Kasha? V'hasam Gabe Chavis. Amrin and Hamid Tevel al Chazkasa. V'lo Amrin and Hamid Yain al Chazkasa. B'shem Dehavi Tarti L'Reisa. Wait a second. Wait a second, sweet fans. The fans and friends, not fans of me, fans of the Shemaitza, friends of me. According to Tosfos, the Cheskas Aguf is so strong, why don't we follow the Cheskas Yayin? Yayin is a Cheskas Aguf. Because when it became Chometz, it changed its body, it changed its form. And a Cheskas Aguf, you don't say Tarti L'Reisa. Tosfos said before that when there's a Cheskas Aguf, we don't say Tarti L'Reisa. Here we see that there's a Cheskas Aguf, and we still, against this Cheskas Aguf, we say Tarti L'Reisa. We say that the Chometz turned into wine, even though the wine turned into Chometz, even though the wine is a Cheskas Aguf, that it was wine. And we still assume that it turned to chometz because we've atarti l'rei, so that it's chometz. Hamei tevel al cheskaso, and ha'ashtarei chometz lefanecha. So since you have atarti l'rei, telling you that it's that it turned definitely into vinegar, mimela, we don't mityaches, we don't care about the fact that the wine had a cheskas aguf, that it was wine. So you see, atarti l'rei, it's a cheskas aguf. We see that from the Gemara. So that's a kasha on the teretz of the Rashban Tosfos, that a cheskas haguf of this woman, that she was a shlema, is so strong that we don't care about the ches tarti l'reis against it, the cheskas pnuya and hashta, she has a mum lefanecha, because the cheskas haguf of the woman is so strong. Why don't we say that the wine also has a cheskas haguf that's so strong? And therefore it should be Vadai Truma. And yet the Gemara says that it's not. It's Tevel. Dan taran tan. Dan taran tan tan. Answers the Shmaitza of Inira. Cave and Amrin and Perkezu Neshech. Me'ikra de Chamra Chamra Chamra. The chala chala uperish Rashi kilkuloi bisoichayhu ella she'enoi nikar. The Gemara says that yayin that became vinegar became that way because it already had vinegar in it originally. Rashi says the kilkul of the chometz was already in the wine; it just wasn't felt originally. So, based on the yisod of that Gemara and Rashi, that it was really vinegar to start with. So yayin shehechmitz, we can't say that there was a shinui ba'atzmas guf hayayin. We can't say that the wine changed, because originally it was already mekulkul. And therefore it's not called a cheskas haguf, it's called a cheskas hadin. It had a din of wine. So as long as you don't taste the vinegar, you're allowed to be mafresh shumas and maestris. The moment you taste the vinegar, you're no longer allowed to be mafresh shumas and maestris from this vinegar. But it's not a cheskas haguf, because it was already vinegar to start with, if it turned into vinegar afterwards. So that's only called a cheskas hadin. In the meantime, it is a din yayin, because you can't taste the vinegar yet. But it really is vinegar. So that's why we say Tarti L'Reisa against this wine. Because it doesn't have a cheskas aguf, it only has a cheskas din, that it's wine. But afterwards, when it turned to vinegar, you say it was really vinegar all along. It already had it in its goof, it already had vinegar. So therefore, it doesn't beat the Tarti L'Reisa against it. Masha'en came in the case of Mumin. Before the Mumin came, she was a Shlema. And therefore she is a Cheskas Haguf, which is better than all Chazakas. And even though you have Chasar Lefanecha, it's still not Tarti L'Reisa. You have her Cheskas Pnuya, you have her Chasar Lefanecha. So we should say that she had the Mumin before the marriage and the whole thing is off. It's not true, because she's a Cheskas Haguf, that she started out Shlema. What about the Mikveh case? How come we don't say that the mikveh case, the fact that it was originally shalem, beats out the later harei chaser lefanecha and being mamid everything on its cheskas tumah that it had when it came into the mikveh? A mikveh is a cheskas haguf. Says Tosfos, lo velo having, says the Shmaitza, velo ave mikveh cheskas haguf, kevin da mikveh lo nishtana guf ala shenechser ma'at mayim mimena. The mikvah is not a cheskas haguf, since the mikvah, the guf of the mikvah didn't change, it just lost a little water. The mikvah is still a body of water, there's just a little bit less. And the only time you say that it's a cheskas haguf is when there's a shinui in the atzmas haguf. The guf was one way, and then it turned differently. Here we're not saying that. Here we're saying it's the same exact goof. It just has a little bit less water. But it's the same goof. So we don't consider a mikvah a cheskes haguf. That we say that originally had a cheskes haguf, and we're not going to assume that the goof changed. Because here the goof didn't change. Why didn't the goof change? Because it's just a little bit less water. But it's not a change in the atzmas goof hamayim. It's just a smaller amount of water, smaller volume of water. It's just less. So since there's no change in the goof, we say that the mikvah doesn't beat out the tarati l'reisa. If we were assuming there was a change in the goof of the water, we'd say, don't say that. Cheskes haguf is so strong. We're going to assume that it kept its goof and it even beats out the tarati l'reisa. But here we're not saying the goof changed. We're saying there's a little bit less water. And since it's less than 40 sa of water, the tarati l'reisa beats it out. And we don't say the cheskes haguf is so strong that we don't assume the goof changed, because here we're not saying the goof changed. But if there's a real cheskes haguf, like in mum, we don't say the goof changed, even if against it you have a tarati l'reisa. And this is hotly debated in the Achronim. And Amir to Hashem, when we write up this sugya, then as it appears on the black shmaitzebaitzlusa.blackspot.com and then YU Torah, we will hopefully go more into it and see what the Achronim, how the Achronim argue with this Shmaitze Akoponim. We concluded Shmaitze Beis Perek Beis. We should all be Zoche, l'lmodu, l'lamed, l'shmur, v'lasot, v'lekayim es kol divrei Talmud Torah, so v'yahava, amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And I will make one more note that I thank those who listen to these shiurim, and Rabbi Yosef, who contacted me and tells me that he listens on his way to work. So it gives me chizuk to know that people are following along these very complex inyanim, and it's a little bit of an ilui and esromimus to feel that we're learning such deep sugyas while the world is involved generally in superficialities and trivialities. So I thank you for being my partner, and I wish everybody a holy, sweet, and wonderful day. Shalom, shalom.